Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. I greatly, greatly appreciate you. So this episode is part two of our two-part student case study, where we are looking at some aspects of a student profile and then taking a deep dive into the student's human design chart and seeing what information we might be able to use from the student's chart to help support the student, both as a teacher and also from a parent perspective. And one of the reasons that I wanted to include parent support in both this and the last episode is that for me, teaching is all about partnerships. Partnerships between the parent or parents, teacher and student. You are a team. And so if we are looking at a student case study, then really understanding the student's human design and how we can best support the student in a way unique to them will only be further enhanced if the teacher and parent or parents are in partnership together. Also, as I have said since the very first episode, human design is not only just a helpful tool to support you in your role as a teacher or educational leader, but it is a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life, including if you are a parent yourself, and to assist you in understanding your own children and how you can use human design as a tool to support them also. Okay, so just to refresh your memory, here is the synopsis of the student. So the student is very active, enjoys physical activity, but also does a lot of online gaming. The student has several siblings and enjoys one-on-one time with parents. The student does not enjoy going to school and voices this regularly to the parents. The student is very loud, often makes loud shrieking noises, and is attention-seeking. The student has recently been suspended for swearing towards a teacher when asked to complete a task in a subject area that the student does not enjoy. And the student has a diagnosis of ADHD. Now, as I said in the last episode, there is obviously information that is missing. And if we were looking at the bigger picture, we would have more information to assist us in building out the student's profile. But even with this limited information, we can look at the student's human design chart for some clues on how we might be able to best support them. In the last episode, we covered the student's energy type, which is the generator, and we looked at the student's strategy, which is to respond, the student's authority, also known as the decision-making center, which for this particular student is the sacral authority, and we also looked at the student's undefined and open energy centers. If you did miss last week's episode, I do encourage you to go back and listen, as it will give you a really lovely lead into what we will continue on with here in this episode. Today, I wanted to talk about what are known as the variables in human design, looking specifically at the student's variables and the ways we might see these playing out and how we could be using them to support the student. So in human design, we have what is known as a PHS, or primary health system. And this is where the variables come in. So the variables cover off what you might see in your chart listed as determination, environment, motivation, and cognition, which translated into easier to understand terms mean how we digest the world around us, what kind of environment is energetically correct for us, what we are truly motivated by, and our super sense. We will cover off variables in more detail in later episodes of the podcast, and I'm not going to get through all of the moving parts in terms of this student's variables in this episode, but we will cover off some. I will just preface this information by saying that the variables really are a more complex layer to human design and not typically something we would jump straight into when we are looking at a person's chart. I would always advocate for a person to really get to know and understand their energy type, their strategy and authority before leaping into anything else. However, I also feel like the variables can give us a really valuable insight into how to tweak and enhance supporting this student on top of what we have already covered and to take that support to an even deeper level. So to get clues on these variables, we are looking at the arrows at the top of the body graph. And if you are playing along on your own chart, you will also see some of your variables listed on your human design chart underneath the body graph too. Looking at the top left arrow of the student's chart, this arrow is all about digestion. This is all about how we best digest food, but also how we take in information and how we learn. So this student has a left-facing arrow in that position, meaning that they actively digest life. This student will thrive best with consistency and structure of some kind to their routines. They will also naturally take in information in a more logical or precise way, and so things like to-do lists, timetables, calendars, etc. may work best for them. You can see how a daily timetable in the classroom is going to be supportive for this student, and at home maybe a displayed family timetable so that they can be seeing and checking in with what is happening and coming up next. Unpredictability is not going to be this student's friend. So giving as much notice as possible for changes to a routine is also going to serve this student well. This student may also be able to recall specific details and memorize information, which could be considered in the way that this student best learns and shares their knowledge and understanding. They may have a particularity and structure to their way of eating and nourishment of their physical body. Speaking of which, if we go even deeper, this student has what is known as a hot digestion. So this student's body has a thirst inside and hydration is absolutely key. However, according to their design, their body runs a little cooler, so it has a slower digestive system. So they may prefer room temperature and above foods and drinks, so their body doesn't have to warm up the food or liquid first in order to digest it. Warm drinks or room temperature water might be what this student craves, as well as warm and nourishing foods. And if we cast our minds back to our previous episode and talking about curating and setting up the day to have those moments of pleasure and joy, this student starting the day with their favorite warm drink or warm food could be a really lovely way to also honor their hot digestion. As well as this, if the student has a whole lot of cold drinks and food throughout the day, the energy that their body is going to be using to essentially warm it up for optimal digestion is energy that is being taken away from other things. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. Okay, so moving on to the bottom left arrow, this arrow is all about environment. This arrow has to do with the energetically correct environments that help us thrive. And it is important to note that the environment can be our physical space, but also our online spaces as well. For this student, the arrow is facing right, and people with a right-facing arrow are relaxed by their environments and are very much the observers. So if we go a little deeper, this student has what is known as a valleys environment. And valleys environment people tend to be quite influenced and impacted by the sound and acoustics of the environments that they are in. Valleys environment people usually prefer to be closer or lower to the ground because it's where sound, information, and energy begins. So this student is going to feel comfortable with any type of floor work. So flexible seating with lap desks, bean bags, or simply being able to work on the floor space of the classroom will be really supportive. At home, this student may like laying around on the floor or on lower lying furniture. And this is where we could easily trip up as parents, right? So seeing this student laying around may look like laziness, but it is literally the student regulating and seeking that relaxation. Being observers, valleys people also enjoy things like people watching because for them, learning information isn't always about who you talk to, but instead it's about what you observe. So again, if you are modeling and scaffolding the learning for this student so that they are able to observe learning in action, this is going to support them in this aspect of their design. Observing also includes online spaces as well. So observing people on social media or on TV programs, in movies, in games, etc. In part one of the case study, I mentioned how this student has an open head center, which is the center for inspiration, and how having this center open, it's really important to be super mindful of the inspiration and consumption that this student is exposed to. So social media, gaming, TV, movies, etc. are all going to be incredibly impactful. Making sure that the student has access to healthy sources of inspiration in being that observer is really important. This student, being a valleys environment, may be sensitive to louder environments with sound coming from all angles. So one-on-one connections or environments where the sound is coming from one way might be preferred. In the synopsis, I mentioned that the student loves that one-on-one with their parents. They also enjoy fishing. So the quiet, the low-lying, the one-on-one environment is very prominent and desired by this student. So in the classroom, playing music from the front, but then conversations happening at other points in the classroom may contribute to distraction away from the work that the student is trying to complete. Headphones can be highly beneficial to valleys people in louder environments such as classroom spaces. And perhaps this could be an adjustment that is made for this student. Similarly, at home, if this student is watching TV or gaming in one room, and then if their parents or their siblings are calling out and asking questions or giving direction from another, then this is most likely going to be met with some resistance or simply be ignored. Or it could trigger the student into frustration as the sound is coming from several different angles. Valleys people also have a drive to get their information direct from the source and get to the bottom of what they want to know. It really is quality over quantity. So short, sharp lessons that are straight, direct, and to the point are going to be supportive for this student, especially if we are making adjustments in regards to the student's ADHD diagnosis. Audio learning where the student is taking in information directly through headphones is also something that could be supportive. Okay, so moving across to the top right arrow on the human design chart. This arrow has to do with your awareness, how you think, and how you process information. So our student has a right-facing arrow, which means that they more naturally have a receptive awareness and a creative and imaginative mind. This is supported also by their undefined ajna and open head that we spoke about on the previous episode. Diving a little deeper, this student also has what is called hope motivation. And just like the signature and not self of the energy types, there is a motivation, so a way of feeling aligned with this aspect of your design, and a transferred motivation, which is similar to the not self. So this student has a hope motivation, and the transferred motivation is guilt, which actually shows up as hopelessness. To be in alignment with hope motivation for this student, it really is all about being able to focus on the things that bring them joy, the things that light them up, which sits so perfectly with their generator energy type. It also is about taking action and trusting that the right people will recognize their gifts and strengths, and to really release control over the end result. It's really about trusting that everything you need, you will be provided with. So if we apply an education and parenting lens over this, it really is about making sure that we are supporting the student to participate in the activities and projects and interests that do bring that joy, but teaching the student to also trust that when they are doing that, this is when they are going to be recognized, and being patient that the opportunities will come to them. And there will need to be guidance, sharing, and modeling around that. I did mention that the student has an undefined throat in the previous episode and how this sometimes presents itself as attention-seeking behavior. So you can see how this is all related, right? If the student is not participating in those activities where they really shine, that bring them joy, but also do not bring them the recognition that they are after, the student will fall into the attention-seeking behavior that can be activated by having an undefined throat and fall into that transferred motivation of hopelessness. And lastly, let's look at the bottom right arrow. This arrow has to do with perspective and how we manifest or goal set. So the student has a left-facing arrow, which means they have a focused perspective and see things in a detailed way. And when it comes to manifesting or goal setting, the best way for the student to do this is to be really specific in what they are wanting to accomplish. The student may find it's more natural to want to zoom in on the details of something, seeing and investigating those details deeply. And this sits perfectly with the one in their profile, which we haven't even covered, but this student has a 1-3 profile in human design, which means that they have a natural tendency towards really loving diving in and investigating and gathering knowledge, and they also learn through experience. So setting up learning experiences that support these aspects of the student's design would be beneficial. And as I mentioned in regards to goal setting, setting those really specific goals, so SMART goals, could be really supportive to help this student in working towards what they want and desire to achieve. Again, similarly to last week, this is a lot to cover in one episode, and there is so much that we could continue to dive into, even with the variables. There are things I haven't even covered today, but outside of the variables, there is still lots of information from the human design chart that we could look at in helping support this student in our classroom and educational setting and at home. Perhaps we could take a look at another student case study in the not too distant future. If you have a student that you would like me to do a case study episode or episodes for, or if you are a parent who wants a case study done for your child, please reach out to me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co and we can organize something. All identification details will be kept private. As you will notice in this episode, I haven't mentioned name, gender, age, location, etc., etc., and that would remain the same for any case study that we do here on the podcast. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really do hope that you enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you'd like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the very next episode. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.